It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, welcome in. Happy Monday. It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer, Josh Odson here as well. Welcome to Spring Game Week.
The week you've been waiting for.
I could feel the buzz. We'll be Thursday. We'll do a little roundtable action out at Oscars. Be fun. Come
wings?
By. Join us for lunch. Chicken wings.
Lunch beers?
Things of that nature. Yes. Enjoy your long lunch break and have a brewski with us out at Oscars on 173rd and Center.
We'll be serving Kool-Aid from 10 to 2.
We sure will be. We sure will be. We'll be talking about young Dylon. There's been a tone shift in the Nebraska quarterback race this weekend. I don't know if you guys have noticed this. Hmm. Yeah, I think Nebraska is going to try and keep it as close to the vest as they possibly can without saying it out loud. But what they know to be true inside is that Dylon is their Guylon. And that's so how will they approach the spring game knowing that? I don't know. I don't know how much we'll see of young Dylon on Saturday. I mean, a little bit. Like they'll share and it'll
two
be equal.
Series.
Like how many passes is he gonna throw? If you did an over under on passes that Dylan Raiola is gonna throw on
six
Saturday.
Eight?
I would have said 8, 9, 10, somewhere in that range. Get to see him slick. He'll do one really cool thing on Saturday, which I'm excited to see what the really cool thing is. That's for sure. Today on the show, we'll welcome Mike Schaefer here in just a little bit. Man, Mike Schaefer drinking the Kool-Aid lately. He's trying to tell everyone that all your fears can go away. The safety of going 8-4 at least is back.
Let's go.
That's what Mike Schaefer is trying to tell you anyway. Sam McEwen will join us at 1 o'clock. That's the lineup, powered by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guard. We'd love it if you got in touch with the show at Happer Show, at Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Email Connor or Josh O at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. We say good morning to our YouTube watchers. Hi, guys.
Hello.
1620 The Zone TV on YouTube. Also conveniently located one click away on our website, 1620thezone.com. Theo says pronunciation of Dylon is enraging.
Dylon.
Thank you.
Because I spit hot fire.
That's right. Because he spits hot fire. That's why we say it that way. Jeff writes in on the text line.
Hi, Jeff.
Guessing you guys will be making fun of the next Nebraska ball transfer that happened.
What?
Interesting guess.
Why would we make fun of a guy named Connor?
I do have something to say about Nebraska basketball. I do. And it's not a negative thing. So there's the tease. It's not a negative thing to say about Nebraska basketball.
Don't say that I got mad.
Don't say that I got mad. Don't say it's a negative thing because it's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. But if you'll notice, Nebraska in their acquisition of some players out of the transfer portal has maybe lacked a little bit of athleticism. And people would say, well, coming off of that loss to Texas A&M in the NCAA tournament, people forget playing Texas A&M, you might think, oh, we need to get more athletic. We need to get bigger, stronger, more physical. Nebraska has not gone that direction, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
Oh,
I don't think that has to be a bad thing anyway. I'll tell you why during the show today. We'll hear from Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule. We won't hear this clip, but I do think it was funny. So the last question of the press conference on Saturday after the scrimmage was, "Hey, Coach, who led that 99-yard drive? I heard you had a 99-yard drive. Who led that 99-yard drive?" And he goes, who did lead that 99-yard drive? Was Heinrich, maybe? Maybe Dylan? I don't really remember.
What?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Matt Rhule has never forgotten a play
that's
of football
what I
in
said.
His life.
That's what I said. Meanwhile, he's, I saw this video of all the golfers. It was Scottie Scheffler going back through his final round at the Masters, And he was like, well, on one, I hit this, and then I hit this, and then I hit this, and then I putted, and then it was a par. And then he did that for every single hole. And he did it in about, like, 80 seconds. And I was like, wow, that was amazing. Football coaches are a lot like that as well. They don't forget things. But you ask Matt Rhule, who led the 99-yard drive? I don't know. I had a whole bunch of other things going on. You know? I was checking my tweets. I was doing some other stuff. So, yeah, I don't really remember. It very well may not have been Dylan Raiola who led that drive. But Matt Rhule didn't remember, and I thought that was pretty funny. So we'll hear from him during the show. I like how he started off by saying he also started off the press conference by saying he wasn't resting guys, but all the old guys who have played a lot of snaps for Nebraska are sitting out right now. He's not resting guys because I don't want to say rest because that sounds soft. So he wasn't resting guys, but they were not practicing. Some of the older guys.
Banned them.
Yeah. they're just not playing. It's not rest. They're just not playing.
They cared too much. So I said, you got to dial it down, guys. It's spring.
But we'll get into the quarterback and the timeline. His comments on the running backs, which were sort of interesting and maybe a little bit illuminating as well. His whole bit about why would you go anywhere else, which was making the rounds over the weekend. We are getting into the season where we'll start hearing about game times for college football games. And we did get one over the weekend, and it may affect Nebraska. Texas and Michigan are going to play on Big Noon Fox on Saturday, September 7th. That is the same day as the Nebraska-Colorado game. So Nebraska-Colorado will not be Big Noon Fox. Where might it end up? If it's a night game, brace yourself. Buckle up. It's going to get nasty in there.
Not enough liquor in the world.
I love it. If we can get that, that would be the best thing to happen to Nebraska football in a long time.
Do that.
Please do that. We'll get some big picture comments. Troy Dannon on Memorial Stadium. I got to take responsibility for a poorly executed thing that I tried to do yesterday. We'll do that here in just a second.
I'm very intrigued by this story.
Beer at the ballpark. NFL draft week is here. Nebraska and Texas A&M just connected at the hip forever and ever with C.J. Wilcher moving over to Texas A&M. And now he wears a cowboy hat and says, gig'em. That's just what you do. That's just what you do. All right, that is the setup for the show. Okay, yes, personal accountability, Josh. So yesterday, well, actually, this started Saturday night. And I was watching some NBA playoff games, and somebody was talking about DeAndre Jordan, and I thought, DeAndre Jordan is probably one of the few guys that played a college that's still in the NBA, that played a college basketball game at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And that turned out to be wrong because he never did. He was only there for a year, and he played Nebraska at home when he was at Texas A&M, another Texas A&M reference here on the show. And so I thought, I wonder how many guys are still in the NBA that played a college basketball game at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And so I perused Stat Reference and I thought I got the criteria all right, and I came up with four names.
Wow.
And then I sent out a tweet. I was like, can you get the four people? And then I realized that people started guessing in, and I realized, ah, crap, it's actually more than four because I did the criteria wrong again. And then I came up with 11.
11, wow.
And then people started guessing again, and then I realized that I got the criteria, like, it. You know, there was people that could have happened outside of the criteria that still could have played a college game there. And then I thought, there's more than 11. And then I just deleted all my tweets. So I'm sorry. Okay. I wanted to get a fun trivia conversation going on Sunday, but I realized I was wrong about everything, and I can't have that stuff floating out there. No. It's just wrong.
Yeah.
So I apologize for getting people all excited about the trivia game that I was doing on Twitter, but I was wrong completely. There's probably upwards of 15 guys.
Any good names?
Oh, yeah, there's some good ones.
Okay.
Kevin Durant, James Harden, PJ Tucker, Doug McDermott, Chris Middleton, Draymond Green, the Morris twins, Corey Joseph, Myers Leonard, Here's one. This was actually the best one. Wesley Matthews, still in the NBA.
People forget.
He played in a game in his, I believe it was his freshman year at Marquette. Marquette and Nebraska played each other on November 30th of 2005. 2005. And that was Wesley Matthews' entry into the conversation. Wesley Matthews is one of them.
Huh.
2005, Josh. That's almost 20 years ago.
Yes.
That's damn near almost 20 years ago. So, there you go. I was wrong. I deleted all the tweets. They're gone. If you go look back in your replies and you found that you were one of the people who suggested a person and you find that it was a tweet that was replying to nobody, I apologize because I deleted all those tweets because it was not factual information that I was throwing out there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, there's my apology. I'm sorry. I'm sure probably none of you even knew that was happening until I just said it. But, yeah. Okay.
You didn't run from it, though.
No, I didn't. No. You have to apologize. I'm like Kim Mulkey getting out in front of the Washington Post story. That was a great idea. That was a great idea, as we said, entirely. The entire time. All right. We'll come back. We'll discuss some of the things that Matt Rhule had to say from over the weekend. Nebraska ball ads, like I said, plenty to come. Mike Schaefer will join us at the bottom of the hour. It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.